Yes, Nina.
Jeffrey would like to know, is you going to honor the pay rate that Valeria and Erica discussed with him for $16.25?
Hold on. We've got Jeffrey. Green, Kevin.
Because I told them I don't know if we can pay that pay rate in that Pottsville area. So I told I had to get confirmation from you. Jeffrey Greenberg.
Greenberg. Whatever they said, I mean, if they've, Valerie doesn't really make pay rate.
That's so. What I said. That's why I said I don't.
I see it was put in at $15.25. Martin, I mean, I don't understand why the conversation is 6 weeks in. He's having a pay rate conversation.
Exactly.
17901 County. It's Schuylkill County. 16 doesn't exist there. Let me look at the case notes because I have no idea.
Me neither.
16 is like paying 1725
mm-hmm.
in Pottsville. It's there's no money at all.
16, yeah, I told them that. But I told them I would get confirmation.
We'd be making 20 cents an hour. It makes zero sense. It's 15 is the same. 15.25 is the same thing as 16.50. It's at probably the absolute max, but let me just look at the case notes quickly. And just because why not? He's probably just trying his luck.
I know.
Because
I see 15.25. I don't see nothing in regards to a 16.
And who did he say promised that to him?
He said, in the email I sent you with all the timesheets and everything, he said Valeria and Erica promised him that pay rate can be 16.25.
4220. Hold on. I'm just going to check their text messages, but it's probably going to be a no because
he's
asking for more money than we make.
Yeah.
But hold on, I'm just going into the text.
Now, in the beginning, Sarah offered him $14 an hour.
Which is
and he wasn't satisfied with that, so then that's why they went up to $15.25.
Yeah, no, he could, good luck trying to find an agency that'll give him $16 in the, over there, by the way.
Okay.
I'm just checking, okay, I'm in now.
Ivy approved $15.25.
Yeah. There's nobody ever told him 16. Let's say we have a very thorough case file on this. Plus, in your area, Medicaid pays us less than in, let's say, the Philly area. So the 16 would never even have been a beginning conversation because you're literally asking for what the insurance pays us before our payroll taxes and operating expenses.
Yeah, okay. No
but I'll just triple-check any text messages from Valeria to Jeffrey and from Erica. So Jeffrey never texted her anywhere.
Try the client's number because she seems like she's the one that's doing all the talking.
Oh, I mean, they would have to discuss pay rates with...
yeah, they together now. Mm-hmm.
1681... Okay, so for Valeria,
mm-hmm.
both numbers are have only been received. They've never responded once. I'm checking Erica now. Okay, Eric has never texted the client, and I'm checking his number. Eric has never texted this caregiver either. So, it's a hard. Unfortunately, he's actually being paid as much as we can make. We cannot pay him one penny more.
Okay.
He has a special rate in his area where we're literally making $15.25, $16, $17.25. 18. I think we're making $1 an hour, but it might not even be that. If I give him 50 cents more, he can 25 cents more, the case can go elsewhere.
Gotcha. Okay.
He's the absolute max we can pay in that area. That's
okay.
It.
No problem.
And if you need me to talk to him afterwards, just let me know.
All right. All right. Thanks.
Bye.